say Xi and Hu have very similar political backgrounds, you know, worked their way up through the Communist Party system. Both have some experience abroad, come from high-ranking Chinese universities. But what Xi seems to be offering, and it's especially noticeable in this visit, is he relates to people much better. President Hu comes across as very stern, very reserved, very to himself. And everybody notes Vice President Xi's, you know, friendly attitude, his big smile, which sound very simplistic, but when you're talking about the American public perception of somebody, of a leader of a country that people are oftentimes very nervous about, it goes a long way.
And is that going to translate over to U.S.-Chinese relations?
I think so, absolutely. The U.S.-China relationship is certainly complex, and that's not going to change anytime soon. The more interaction that we have, the more interest that we cooperate, will lead to more and more challenges.
Peter, we have Xi Jinping in our city today in Los Angeles. He's going to be making a visit to the Los Angeles port. Is that just a PR stunt, or is there a broader significance to his visit here?
Well, with the port, I mean, I don't think it's just a PR stunt. There's no doubt about it that the port handles probably the largest percentage of Chinese goods coming into this country. I think beyond that, Xi Jinping will be potentially visiting DreamWorks today or tomorrow to take part in an announcement of them, of DreamWorks Animation, opening a big studio in Shanghai. And I think Xi's visit is particularly significant to Hollywood, who are very put off of issues of piracy, but also trying to enter into the Chinese domestic market. Right now, there's a quota for foreign films that can be shown in Chinese movie theaters. It's around 20 a year, and so, you know, really limits Hollywood's access to the country, trying desperately to change that. And one route that they're going is trying to open studios in China in partnership with Chinese filmmakers and companies to create content together and distribute together